Welcome to the Isaka Podcast. On today's She Leads Tech series edition of the Isaka Podcast, we're visiting with Kyla Guru, a 17-year-old high school student from suburban Chicago, Illinois, and a passionate volunteer with Isaka's She Leads Tech program. Kyla also is founder and CEO of Bits and Bytes Cybersecurity, as well as co-founder and co-director of the GirlCon Conference. Kyla, thank you for being with us today.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Can you give our listeners a quick sense of your background and how you came to be so passionate about women and technology?
I've pretty much been in kind of like the STEM and computer science ecosystem from a very young age. So both my parents, my mom is a chemist by profession, and my dad is also an accountant. So they're both into the STEM field and know the kind of lingo. And we were always into the STEM space, and I had been taking those kind of classes from a very, very young age. So from that point, I then started to realize that computer science was the particular field of interest that I kind of was more curious about and always wanted to explore more about. And part of that, I think, was because it always felt very project-based and it felt like I could always make something new with. So then from that point, I got more into computer science. After that, I really had a chance to explore it right when I entered high school. So my freshman year of high school, I took a computer science class. And then I knew from then on that I wanted to do it every single year. And not only that, I wanted to do it outside of school. So basically, my projects kind of came out of that kind of side passion for computer science, but more specifically, cybersecurity and my passion for women in tech. Those kind of came from my observations of what was happening in the tech space, as well as on the news on a daily basis. Time and time again, I was seeing kind of this topic being raised of girls not being brave enough to stand up and raise their voice and raise their hand in the classrooms. And to me, I could also see this mirrored in my classrooms at school and my computer science classes, where it wasn't the problem of having like a good ratio. We had almost like a 50-50 ratio. But to me, the problem was that it felt like girls didn't quite understand that technology and computer science could be applied to every single industry. So therefore, we were getting girls who dropped out midway through the year and girls who claimed that they didn't see like how tech could apply to their field of passion. And to me, that was kind of the point where I was thinking to myself, wow, okay, like this is the point where we have that leaky pipeline, as you might have heard. So I kind of thought to myself as how we could fix this like leak in the pipeline. And I got together with my co-founder and GirlCon came about. So that's a long introduction to where GirlCon and Bits and Bytes and where the passion projects came from.
You're clearly an up-and-comer in the industry at a young age. Why do you think it is especially important for young people to get involved and seek out some of these early leadership opportunities like you have?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think like young people right now, especially since we've grown up in this, you know, digital age, following notifications, constantly being surrounded by news articles and news headlines and being on social media almost like half of our days, I think that like Generation Z particularly has this niche to network naturally. And it just like is innate in our generation because we are so digital centered, as I mentioned. So I think it's important for this generation to network, as you said, and be more involved in technology because we have the power in our fingertips to do so. And we basically have the skills already to kind of make a change and make an impact. So why not start younger than later? You know, like if we have all the skills, if we have what is needed to make that impact and to start learning more, then I don't see anything kind of like stopping our generation from doing so. So I'm championing other young people to kind of get out there and learn and be curious and ask questions. But I really think it's because I believe in the power of this generation. And I think adults should, and many adults are starting to do so as well.
As you've become involved in various industry events, be it through Isaka She Leads Tech program or elsewhere, what have been some of your major takeaways for how women can be further empowered in the technology workforce?
Something that I've noticed as a common trend in all the different conferences and events and women that I talk to in this space that are kind of seeing this problem firsthand as well is I think we need to start young with everything we think about doing with changing the stigma around computer science and this a barrier that's already present. I think we need to start young with the, you know, younger kids in kindergarten and even just the kids who are learning for the first time how to navigate technology. It's pushing them to be more curious, especially being cautious of the women in the room and giving them the space to also have that curiosity and foster that as well from the youngest of ages, I think, is so important. And that's something that time and time again, I think, is coming up because of this pipeline problem that we're having now. It's thinking back to how can we foster that idea of like bravery over perfection in the young girls. And that's not even something that has to take place in the classroom. That's also a conversation that has to happen, you know, at home and with the media and how women are represented on TV and in entertainment with just being role models in technology. So I think it's a conversation that like we have to pull in from different sectors and industries, but I think that we're really making a move towards that right now. And it's funny because I look at toys that children are playing with, young girls are playing with now, and it's crazy to think about how I was playing with like Barbies and like Barbies with different clothes for different holidays. And it's crazy now because there's such incredible toys that are geared towards problem solving and critical thinking and computer science and getting them to think logically from the very first time that they're, you know, like starting to crawl and tie their shoes. So I think we're really starting to make a positive movement in that direction.
Has the gender imbalance in the cybersecurity profession ever been any kind of deterrent to you to pursue cybersecurity as a career path?
This is interesting. You know, it's really crazy because when I think back to the first actual engineering class that I took, it was in Northwestern University, a summer course. It was kind of like a mechanical engineering introductory course. And I took it when I was like about 8 or 9 years old. So this was like my very first introduction to engineering as a topic. And it's crazy because I was the only girl in that class. And even the teacher, he was a male teacher. But at that point, I had not even thought about the gender imbalance or the gender gap, or I didn't even know that that was my first exposure to the gender gap. So I think I was exposed to it from a very young age, but it never really caught my attention as something that like should stop me or should hold me back from pursuing it. And I think like once we put the term on it, like gender imbalance, we are stopping girls from doing it. Like maybe then I started thinking about it. But it really, I don't think it held me back. The thing that I think when I entered cybersecurity and was really looking to learn more, I guess the one thing that kind of gave me, you know, I guess minor shivers was kind of my age difference and the fact that like people working in cybersecurity, they had been working in IT for, you know, over 20 years and they had that like major industry experience. They had the certifications, of course, to back them up and the work experience in the field. And I honestly, coming in to make this nonprofit, I had none of that. So looking back at like what I was most fearful of, I think it was that experience barrier. But and then I started to realize that the technical things are definitely things that you can learn. And I started learning those as I started doing more programming for Bits and Bytes and started doing more programs, learning more, writing more articles. And those are things that kind of came along the way. And I'm still learning every day, but I still have exposure to it and the age imbalance as well. But we're definitely making progress. So in that positive light, I guess I'll leave it there.
What do you consider to be the best places that people, and especially young people, can find mentors in the field?
Absolutely. Yes. So I think that young people can definitely start with where we're most present, right? Starting with the social media and connecting with the people that they meet in conferences and events and smaller camps that you go to, just to make sure that you're always like keeping a conversation going and not having a relationship stop at a certain point after the camp is finished. So one thing that I think is important, especially to my journey, is having like a LinkedIn and making sure that I'm connecting with people and keeping in touch with them and asking questions where it's relevant. And so I think that's one of the spaces, definitely social media. And then also I think leveraging, when you get to a certain point, like leveraging the networks that are available. So one of the most influential networks that has really impacted my journey in the tech space and a lot of young women's journeys is a network called NCWIT. And that stands for the National Center for Women in Information Technology. And what NCWIT does is annually they have this program called Aspirations in Computing, or AIC. And you kind of apply to this program, and regardless if you get like the highest designation or the certificate designations, you are still invited to a massive, massive Facebook group, which is with industry experience as well as other high schoolers who are just passionate people in STEM. So I think like joining those Facebook groups where like there's people that can just answer your questions and give you opportunity advice. And maybe if you're dealing with a situation where you are deciding between two different summer opportunities or internships, they can give you that like experience that they had so that you can truly compare and have like a visceral view of the field and industry. I think like that's truly important and that puts you kind of to the next level. So definitely taking advantage of like everything social media has to offer is the first thing I would say. And just like making sure that when you're at these camps and conferences that you like, you just take that first step and take that leap of faith of like saying, hi, my name's Kyla. I'm like a junior or I'm a high schooler and I really want to get in touch with you. Just taking that first step to kind of like introduce yourself and be out there. I think that's another way to do it. And it's easier than I think a lot of people think it to be. So just take that first step, take that risk and go for it, I'd say.
For a lot of people though, and even people quite a bit older than you, that can be pretty intimidating. How did you find that gumption to put yourself out there like that?
It's definitely intimidating. Like you said, especially like when I'm starting, I still have this kind of fear sometimes of like the age difference and not knowing enough or not being knowledgeable enough to speak with someone or sustain a conversation. But one of the strategies I used was finding a mutual connection. So if there's someone that we both know that maybe could help introduce me to them and could help be there as just like a moderator for our conversation to help us if I kind of like have this gap in knowledge that maybe has to be filled, or we can kind of say like, oh, she's still learning about this or something like that. So I think having that like mutual connection definitely helps. So even just maybe approaching someone else first before you approach kind of like the person that you're scared to approach, I guess that's one way of doing it. Also, I think a big thing is just doing research on the person that you're approaching. One thing that I've learned kind of through these years of talking to people is that everybody's human, right? Everybody has a backstory and a background, and they have a backstory of where they, their hometown, where they come from. And yes, of course, they have their occupation and what they do for a living, but they also have a family and they also have been to college or been to school. So they can relate in other ways to your life always. So what I would say is like do some research and find kind of not only like what do they do and what's their job like, but maybe prepare some questions on that front, and also ask them about like where they're from and their life and what they believe in, and kind of get to know them on that level as well.
Before we wrap up, tell us a little more about where Bits and Bytes is headed.
So Bits and Bytes actually just brought three of our fellows, which we just launched a fellowship in April, where we onboarded 8 national fellows onto our organization. And each of the fellows built an incredible capstone project that they're sharing with their own communities. So 3 of those fellows were selected to come to GirlCon in June. And now we are just kind of keeping up with the fellows and building out their projects and helping them take it to the next level. Like one of them is building an app, so we're helping her get that to the app store. Another one ran a 1-week cybersecurity fundamentals training for a 3rd grade class, and we're working together to make sure that she's talking to the school board and communicating with them to ensure that it keeps on going for years and years after she graduates high school. So just thinking about that sustainability piece and Bits and Bytes on the horizon, we really want to keep up with these fellows as well as build our fellowship network. So next year, we're hopefully looking to do the same fellowship and make it even better and include more fellows from more areas of the nation and hopefully the world. So we're really looking for that widespread impact with that fellowship program. And all of this is young women. So all of these fellows are young women in some areas where they don't completely have access to all of the cyber resources they have. So we're really happy about that. And then we're also looking forward to some corporate partnerships that we're building, really just fostering those partnerships and ensuring that we're really like taking that microphone impact of combining our powers to create a more secure and a more safe world in future. So we're really excited for future programming that's coming up. We also have a couple of workshops that we're running abroad and speeches that we're doing abroad. So yeah, we're just kind of developing and growing, and I'm really excited to see where it goes.
And Kyla, how can people keep tabs on some of the exciting things you have coming up?
Sure, absolutely. We would love for you guys to reach out. We're always interested in seeing how we can partner and bring our curriculum or bring our organization to your school or club or group. So we're really interested in that. And the best way to do that is through social media. So we're on Twitter. So my Twitter is at Guru Detective, and that's at Guru Detective. And then we're also on Facebook. So you can find Bits and Bytes and GirlCon Chicago on Facebook. The Bits and Bytes one is at BNBCE. And then we are also on LinkedIn, and you can find us on YouTube. But also the Instagram for GirlCon is at GirlCon Chicago, which is just at GIRLCON Chicago. And last but not least, we have our website, which has our curriculum on there. So if you ever want to take a look and just give us feedback and tell us how you could partner with us, we would love that. And that is at www.bitsnbytes.us.com. So that's the GirlCon and the Bits and Bytes. We would love for you guys to connect with us. So thank you.
Well, if for any reason at some point you're looking for a side career in addition to your cybersecurity pursuits, it sounds to me like you could also have quite a future in marketing.
Oh, thank you.
Kyla, thank you for being with us today and sharing your observations.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. I'd love to stay in touch with all of you.
That's the time we have for today. For more on ISACA's She Leads Tech program, visit sheleadstech.isaca.org.